Blog Talk Radio.
And why do I say that? Because after 46 years and teaching you morons for 23 years, you want to take the easy way out. Because you think life is a journey. That is horseshit. Life's a journey if you're a moron and you're retarded. That's why, you know, that's what you've done with the life up heretofore. It's been a journey. And how good is the fucking journey? You tell me. Wouldn't you have rather, when the first time you went out with somebody that you thought you were in love with, thought is the operative word, wouldn't you have liked to have a template? Oh, let's follow this process instead of, because that is a journey. And all the mistakes you made, and raising this fucking little shithead for kids you got, instead of having this book, life doesn't have to be a journey. It's a journey for morons. You think life is a journey for the Trump kids? It's a motherfucking process, the same process his daddy raised him by. Same for me. Life ain't a journey if you're my kid. It's a goddamn process. So you tell me if you're results oriented at all, who's better off, the journey or the process? And you just heard, you know, and the but he was able to come back from death. Rigor mortis had already set in. Come back from death, and now we're following the steps more carefully, as he pointed out, and we haven't even seen the first step yet. And we don't get to the first step till the afternoon of the third day. Because unless we build the right foundation, the house will be wobbly. And it'll be, we got to build the right foundation. And for the most part, most people in this room and most people listening on YouTube have to come to the realization, as sad as it is, that you have pissed, you have urinated, heretofore, up until this morning, your entire life down a fucking shithole. Very simple. That's it. If you want to create massive wealth, if you just want to be a happy, slappy housewife from fucking Dundee, or a happy, slappy bimbo from fucking Toronto, or a happy, slappy guy who goes to the Little League games in Mesa, Arizona, then that's okay. But if you want to create some fucking money, and money's not everything, but if you don't think money can buy happiness, you don't know where to fucking shop. Say that with an Irish accent.
You don't know where to
buy. Okay. If you don't think money can buy happiness, you don't know where to shop.
If you don't think money can buy happiness, you don't know where to shop.
Correct. correct. But I mean, you can get money and then go save the world. You can get money and save the forests in Brazil. You make money and go save global warming, which I don't believe in. And save the kids in Biafra and all that shit. But without money, you can't save a fucking thing. Don't you understand? Don't the fucking idiots on YouTube understand that? Until you make some shekels. Until you make some fucking coin. You can't help anybody. Because if love got the job done, you wouldn't all be fucked up. And I've had mothers, daughters, grandfather, daughter, son. I've run 3 generations of the gamut in this seminar here. And they all say the exact same thing. The daughter looks to the mother, you fucked me up. The mother looks to the father, you fucked me up. And they all agree. And where it really gets dicey is the second or third days after they have a few drinks, a few pops. Then it can get fucking ugly, as Sally would say. Fucking ugly. Nothing like a mother to turn on her daughter or vice versa. Nothing like it. It's like in the fucking movies. It's like a goddamn soap opera. Because that's life. And if we admit it to ourselves, then we have an opportunity to move on. If we don't, then we're just fucked in the quagmire.
And that's what you're teaching these kids.
Correct.
It's not just business.
No.
Okay.
How to stand up like you had a pair.
Which gets us into the snowflake.
Oh.
You hadn't used that word 2 years ago.
No, I didn't.
What's a snowflake?
A snowflake is a kid, a guy or a gal, mostly guys that melt under pressure. As opposed to what they tell me. You know, God, every snowflake is different, Mr. P. You know, there's not one snowflake that's the same as the other. The trillions and trillions and trillions. I said, yes, that's correct. That's correct. And he says, and so we deserve to be here just like, no, that's not correct. In your opinion, snowflakes melt under pressure. I gave you a couple stats at dinner. I'm going to say them again. They're worth repeating. In 1986, the average man's handshake pressure was 118 pounds. 30-year-old man. I forgot to put the age. 118 pounds. 2016, 96 pounds. A woman, 1986, was 105 pounds. Today, 110 pounds. 110 pounds. Testosterone levels in sperm counts tested 50 years ago, and today they're producing 60 to 70% the amount of testosterone levels and sperm counts as they did. We're dying out.
Why? The liberal media.
No, it's not the liberal media. I mean, I think World War II had a lot of positive effects on us. I'm a product of that generation. The greatest generation, they call it.
Because they came back as tough bastards.
But it's like talking to the Japanese now. They're deathly afraid of everything because of the war, what they did. The Germans, Merkel, God love her, I mean, supporting the EU because of what I call German guilt, okay? Everybody's scared to fucking death of what might happen, and so they want to come across as your friend. They don't want people to say bad things about you. They don't want to say, because Neville Chamberlain could have stopped Hitler 80 years ago. And so now we're overreacting. So the rubber band has been, you know, is going back too much the other way. And it's just unbelievable. My dad, you know, I'm glad he's not alive to see this. Because the more snowflakes we have, the less the possibility of the Earth making it.
Okay, which you want the Earth to make it.
Yeah, I do. It's like my snowflake test. You know, the first question, paraphrasing it,
By the way, we have 95.4% of everybody, the many thousands and tens of thousands that have taken the test are cunts. And I don't mean cunt, vagina, I mean cowards. First question on the test, paraphrasing it, what would you do if somebody spit in your wife's face? And the answers range from, well, I try to ascertain what kind of day he was having. And if he had a bad day, I try to be understanding. Are you fucking shitting me? I'd be in prison for murder. I would beat the guy to death. Or if I couldn't beat him to death, I'd find somebody in a pipe to beat him to death.
Is that what we need today?
Everybody's... No, I'm not saying that's me, though.
Okay.
Where I come from, the barrio, you spit in a guy's mother's face, you're a dead fucking man. I mean...
And you'd like to see more of that in the world.
No, right now we're way over at this end.
Okay.
You don't have to come all the way to my end. And but I mean, that's awful. I mean, and then there's 23 questions. And it's foreign to me that people would answer a question. I would try to ascertain what kind of day he was having. What the fuck does that have to do with spitting in your wife's face or your mother's face?
All right, so you're trying to de-snowflake these men and women, get them to stand up, get them to go out face to face.
And they know they're snowflakes, and that's why they come to me, because they think I'm the alpha male dad they never had. They say during private time, I'm a cunt. I don't want to be a cunt. How can I change? My dad was a cunt. I mean, I hear my great-grandfather wasn't. He was an airborne ranger in World War II. I hear, but he was dead already.
No male role models.
When I was growing up, my dad's five or six best buddies were all tough fucking guys. So I didn't see anything different. I didn't see anything different. They were all just, you know... I tell the story. It's not a story. My cousin, God love him, he went to jail for being involved in stabbing a guy 17 times because somebody said, your girlfriend's got a fat ass. Looks like pigs in a gunny sack. He stabbed him 17 fucking times. Only by the grace of God, he couldn't stab it, right? And the guy didn't die.
That's where you come from. Okay, and you're not advocating that,
no,
but you're saying let's go more back to that spectrum.
But I am advocating that the guys act like they had a pair.
Peace to the gods. Tune in to Sabbath Saturdays with T-Mel Jr. I'm pretty much going to be doing Fridays and Saturdays. Be, you know, pretty much, you know what I'm going to do? Because we got a seminar coming up next Saturday, probably might still do it afterwards. So maybe later in the day. That makes sense later in the day. So, thinking nah, that won't make sense. That won't make sense at all. So, no, I mean, what I'm going to do is pretty much I'm going to do Fridays and Saturdays. Sometimes I might alternate depending on how things go. But, yeah, that'll be the new two new shows, or the one new show, Saturday. But yeah. So, like Dan Pena was saying, money. Unfortunately, in this world, you can't really do nothing without money, you know? that's the most important thing. That should be on our minds and increasing our money, not our money problems. You know, the money's going to solve whatever money problems you have. So you shouldn't have to worry about going back into lack because it's infinite ways to make money. No matter what, you know, it's really all about faith and stuff. No matter what people say, no matter what people believe about you or say about you, it's all about having the fucking balls to just go say, fuck it. I'm still going to win. You know what I'm saying? You're going to fight, not just take what life gives you. You know, I always fought. You know, I don't care what it is. If I want another outcome, I make the outcome. You know, and I believe in myself. And will forever be that way. You know, it's just how it has to be. That's the process. It's just that simple. You know, all these self-help books is just having the belief that you can achieve it. You know, that you see the end and that no matter what comes up, you're still going to get that outcome. You know, it's really just that simple. That's all I've been really thinking about lately. Just, you know, focusing on that and moving with that, you know, with the faith. Believing in it, and no matter what, I do always get the outcome that I want, you know, because I believe in myself. I'm not a slave to believe that something else controls the outcome that I want. No, I control the outcome. I'm going to make it no matter what, you know. One of the reasons I call it Saturday, but today is truly Saturday. It's the day you're supposed to relax. You're supposed to enjoy yourself. You know, sometimes we do make money on it because, you know, hey, I could make money and then still relax, you know? So, nothing wrong with that. You know, Sundays I usually get back to my, you know, mind state of even more just work, you know? You never really get to shut that off, that side of work. You know, it's not many people that truly understand, you know? And when I say work, it's to continue working on the process. Just follow the process. You know, once you learn, you know, most of us are ignorant to them, but we somewhat knew of it. We is now finding our way back to it. And, you know, it's a little uncomfortable at first. Learn that, you know, you're really not supposed to be making all these mistakes because, you know, a lot of stuff is supposed to be, you know, some of it was already taught to us. A lot of things were said to us and we still made the mistakes anyway. Be your heart. You know, fighting the wealth and the life. What we sometimes do, making it hard for ourselves. It doesn't have to be that way. Especially when you have a process. So, you know, being to deprogram yourself from those the ways that we were taught before, pretty much like, you know, taking away of our wealth and giving it away, you know, because it's really up to you. It's always been that way. But one of the biggest things in processing that we all know is just believing in yourself that you can do it. No matter what happens, you know what I'm saying, you're going to make the way or achieve that end. You know what I'm saying? But you saw it, you know? Nobody else saw it but you. You know, even if they say it's crazy, some say it's crazy. When you prove to them, show them. You know? Show them the powers of God. You know what I'm saying? That you are God. That you've always been that way. That you've always created the reality. I was always in front of you. You know. But yeah, you know, good news, moving to a new apartment. That's why I've been slacking off a little bit. Yes. Doing my dad. No excuses. Like I said, I call it slacking off. What was slacking? On this, on a great outlet, actually. I think. Going on. Yeah. Don't really want to say much. Talk about that. But that's important. Don't realize that shit. But I always see it as important. You know. Process. That's all I remember trying to say in those books. It's never one of them. I'm saying, it's some crazy shit. You know, you can do some crazy shit. Not been achieved yet, what has been called the limited or limits, I guess you could say.
You don't sound a lot of background noise. Really?
Yeah. Oh, you can't hear me? Oh, I'm sorry.
I can hear you, but you got a lot of background noise.
I'm in the car.
Yeah, you need to be in a place where you can focus on what you're talking about. Because I can hear it's like all that stuff you're doing. I can hear that more than I can hear what you're saying.
Can you hear me better now?
Or yeah.
Is the background still?
Yeah, I can hear better now.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's what's been going on with me. Kind of getting older and got a lot of focusing to do. You know, I thought I was focused before, but, you know, I got to go harder than before. That's why I'm setting up these 2 days, you know. Trying to challenge myself to stay focused a lot more now to have a lot of my plate, but doesn't matter. You know, y'all want to eat. So, you know, when you got a big plate, better than having, you know, nothing on your plate at all. That's what I say. You know, because I could have been going harder. No excuses. You know, for a minute I was. Definitely got to break the cycles of inconsistencies. You know, as we do things more, you know, it's less inconsistencies because you get better and better and better. So, you know, 2-a-day thing is definitely good for me. And good for others, you know. What most people don't know is if you want to get, you have to give, you know what I'm saying, some type of service no matter what. That's true. You know, you got to put more work. So, you know what I'm saying? That hard work that you're putting in, it comes back tenfold. You know, how do you think? You know, people get their harvest. Like the farmers, they
you know, work hard to get those crops back. So, you know, I kind of see it like that, that you're just a farmer planting all the right seeds. And it's time for the harvest to come. You have enough to feast for years, you know, and that should be every day, you know, that you're putting in that hard work. Towards a definite purpose, you know, always keep it definite. Everything you do has to be definite, you know. You know, some things I do are unorthodox, definite in different ways. And I kind of see it, even when it's certain failures or something like that, I see that, okay, I can make this and turn it around and make it even better than before. You know, you got to see the opportunity in everything. You know, a lot of people see the problems and everything. I see the opportunity. You know, no matter what, because at the end of the day, I'm still living. So when you're still living, you have a chance to kind of, you know, not kind of, you have the chance to make it happen. You know, like, it's crazy. Like, we don't appreciate, you know, the minutes, the seconds, and all those things like that. We have to cherish every minute, every second that we have, and use that properly. Of course, you know, that's if you want to. You know, if you want prosperity, if you want the better things in life. I know I do. I'm a big fiend for the lavish things of life, for the best. No matter what, we'll always strive and go for it, and always make progress towards it, to everything, you know, because there'll always be new goals and new lavish things that you want when you get other lavish things, you know what I'm saying? So you have to keep going and maintain the ones that you do have, you know? A lot of people get lazy, get complacent. It's a marathon, you know. It never stops. As long as you live it, you can always surpass the amount of success that you do have now. You know, that's really the blueprint. Knowing that no matter where you get at, there'll always be another, you know, limit that you can reach, and then keep going farther and farther until, you know. You know, can't get lost in the sauce. You know, sometimes you get, you know, a little overwhelming or whatever the case may be. But even then, still stand tall. You know, it's just, you know, they say that's one part of it, but that's the biggest part. That's the biggest part. That's what's going to make you do what you need to do, get what you want, because you got that hunger. So you're going to do the studies. You're going to look into the things. That you need to do. Because you're hungry for it. Because you want it. Because you want to make a change. Because you want to be different. And not so more in a, you want to be different as far as just, you know, kind of doing it where you have your own process, pretty much to get. You know what I'm saying? A process of success. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, nobody wants to hear about it, you know, all the failures. You know what I'm saying? Because there will be failures. There will be times, you know what I'm saying, you fall short, whatever the case may be, but you can't give up. Can't stop, can't quit. You know what I'm saying? Because most people that quit, they never, you know what I'm saying, reach their full potential. And they were right there. But they quit. But they stopped. They gave up. Sprinting, getting tired. They thought it was the end. No, it's not. About longevity, because that's what life is. You know what I'm saying? We should always be doing things that that last, that, you know, that live on. No matter what, we'll always be there. Because that's life. Life will always be here. Certain things in life that are only here because of us constantly, you know, us as humans thinking about it or believing it or whatever the case, giving it power pretty much. You know, a lot of things only have power because we put the power there, you know. Why do you think they want to use your mind so badly? You know what I'm saying? Get you to think about certain things a certain way. You know, the choice, the independent of thought, that's the blessing. That's, you feel what I'm saying? Like, that shit crazy, but that's what it really is, the independent thought, how you think about things. You know what I'm saying? Like, because how somebody sees a certain thing and how you see it are all can be, you know, different and create different outcomes. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy. And I'm, like, how one person in one field could be, you know, prospering and the other one not prospering because they're not thinking about the same things. They're not seeing, you know, certain pitfalls as opportunities. You know, I was always taught to see the opportunity in all those things. But it's just, you know, certain things I didn't have to make those mistakes, but I made them and, you know, still saw the opportunity in it and made it for the better, pretty much. You know, like, I don't know. It's just, but yeah, 14th Amendment. 14th goddamn Amendment. Crazy that most of things that hold us in slavery or in slavery are right there in the books. Everything. If we just read, sometimes we'll see that, damn, this is how they get to do this to us, or this is why they have the right to do that, because we didn't fucking read. You know? Like they say. If they want to hide something, put it in the book. They want to lie. Most of the stuff that's hidden from us is in paperwork, like the Constitution. You know what I'm saying? You know, we read it, but we don't understand that stuff like the 14th and 15th Amendment and why they're always pushing you to, you know, want to vote is because it takes away your freedom. You know, that's another important thing to the process, is freedom. Because, yeah, money's great, but with that money, you can't buy your freedom. Can't. At the end of the day, it's their money, so they, you know, they're going to want you to use that money how they want you to use it. How they want you to use it.
Yeah,
pretty much. I said it right. I thought I said it wrong. So freedom. You know, nobody wants to be a slave. You know. Yeah, it starts off in the mind and how you see certain things, but it also starts with paperwork. You know what I'm saying? Taking back the power of knowing how to do our own paperwork, you know what I'm saying? Being the lawyers for ourselves, for our own contracts, you know, understanding legalese. Because legalese is important. Legalese is put in most things when you sign a damn contract. Or even when you're doing the terms and conditions for an app. It's legalese. Do we truly know what we're agreeing to when we agree to certain things? Are we even taking the time to read it, or are we just, because everybody else has it in the Excel? Give you something to think about. That's what conversation with someone should always be. Gives you something more to think about. And to think about, you having more. You going to the next level. You know what I'm saying? No conversation with somebody should have you thinking about more of your problems. No. You talk to somebody should be more of you solving your problems. One, you should already have your problem solved by yourself. You know, my biggest thing, you know, I'm always like, I'm handling it. You know, however it turned out, I'm made the, you know, the best of it. But shit, I got myself in the situation, so I damn sure don't get myself out, you know? Some way, somehow. Whatever way, it's gonna be good. So, but, yeah, your freedom. Everything I talk about was correlated. Freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. You know, sometimes we just need to sit down and just read certain documents or read even statutes. You know what I'm saying? And most of these statutes, they just don't make sense. There's just more ways to get more money out of you. More ways to tax you. So at the end of the day, it's about money. As it always has been. But how you see money. You know, I see that's a good thing. I love it, actually. Love money. Money loves me. You know, it's all the love of money, this, that, and the third, but not the love of money. That's the problem. Yeah, it's not the love of money. That's the problem. It's our lack of love for money and appreciation for it and what it does for us. You know? You know, because being broke is a disease. And you know, not being able to get the things that you want is a disease. To be able to get everything you want out of life. You know? Everyone has a chance to be successful. But no one in this world that doesn't have a chance to be successful, no matter how many setbacks or whatever the case may be, it's really about your thinking on things. It's really about the things that you're thinking about. Those constant things that you think about, you're putting energy into. So when you put that energy out, you're going to get that back. I know we all know this, but we have to continue to be diligent enough to, you know, we all know about self-control. Control those things. Continue to control them. I know it gets hard sometimes. You want to, you know, but you can't. Because we're, you know, leaving energy here for the next generations to continue where we left off. because this is just the start. Marathon. You know? And most people say, everybody wants to be the boss, but they don't want to play their part. It's all about playing your part. I'll be the boss, we could, you know what I'm saying? But it's all about just playing your part, doing your part. And just that simple. Definitely have to be reliable, you know. Just have to. So, yeah. Next week, Friday, 7 o'clock. We have the seminar next week on the 14th, Charlotte, North Carolina. The exact address for you guys. You can go to akeemmel.com and go to the seminars tab. Okay, it's at the Wingate by Wyndham Charlotte Airport, 4238 Business Center Drive, and we'll be talking about driver's license correction, SS5 correction, birth certificate correction, certified proof of nationality, stop IRS and child support denials, proper W-9 and W-8 form. That'll be between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. The donation is $200. Of course, you know. Cash. So, yeah. So I want to talk about, you know, just, you know, let's keep our minds on making more money because money is good. You know, money ain't bad. You know, it's good. More money, or they say more problems. Well, I enjoy those problems with my money. You know, like it's harder to handle problems without money. Usual money, you get most of them solved. The other ones, you know, you can solve with your mind and stuff like that. So, yeah, money. But anyways, see you guys Friday. I mean, yeah, talk to you guys Friday. See you guys on Saturday. Gonna keep rocking it like that Friday and Saturday, y'all. The next time, peace to God.
Hi, dear friends and cultural creatives. Welcome to this new format of my newsletter. I'm really not much of a typist. I use these two fingers. It takes a long time, but I found the mouth works a lot faster. So I thought, how about if I try this video newsletter and see if I can get some very interesting information to you at this very important time. As you know, I've been talking about the evolution, and the evolution is imminent. And you can feel it now in the world with the crises that we're facing, especially the debt crisis, which is manifesting all around the world at this very moment. Why is this relevant? Because there's a biological awareness, an important understanding for self-awareness and self-teaching that comes out of the world's financial crisis. Very simply this, money is the equivalent of energy, so you can buy energy with your cash. And the significance about that is if you're frugal and take care of your money and keep a balance, then you always have this energy in your bank account, energy in which you can live. However, obviously, if you waste this energy, then you actually interfere with your own survival. So you don't really want to go out and just throw away your money. And so basically, I really want to show you that this is an important insight into the nature of our own health and our biology and the world we create in this regard. That our biological system, the cells, rely on energy. Without energy, there's no life. So fundamentally, you have an energy budget that gives you life. And in fact, in the body, energy is in coins called ATP, molecules that represent units of energy. So in fact, biologists refer to ATP as the coin of the realm. The significance of ATP is this, is that ATP molecules are like units of gasoline, like gallon of gas, that are used to fuel our biological processes. So to stay alive, we have to have all this ATP. So there's an ATP account in your body right now. But the question is, how do you use this ATP? And now here's an important fact, that 25% of the total energy in your whole body is used to operate your brain. So all of a sudden you start to recognize that the brain uses energy at the rate of muscles of a marathon runner. So a brain and muscle activity are pretty much the same. And so why is this important? Because as you're using your brain, as you're using your thinking, you are actually using energy. Now, why is this relevant? The answer is very simply this. Because the way we've been using our thoughts are not necessarily productive. As a matter of fact, sometimes our investments of our thoughts are actually counterproductive because our thoughts create a reality that we then have to overcome. So basically it says that we must start to become aware of our thoughts. And why is this important? Because thoughts represent units of energy. Every time you have a thought, you use energy. Why this becomes relevant is, if I give you a checkbook for your bank account, you don't go down the street and just write checks to people like, oh, hey, you're a nice looking guy. Here's 10 bucks for you. And oh, here, little girl, go out and buy yourself a little car. Here's $1,000 for you. And you don't give away your money. Why? Because giving away your money is giving away your life. So basically, you become very frugal when you have a checkbook in your hand. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is this. You have an energy budget in your body. The energy is what keeps you alive. When you start using energy and writing checks where you get no return from your energy, then it's exactly the same as writing checks out of your bank checkbook and giving away your cash. So why this becomes important is the biology of belief reveals how our thoughts create our reality. And if you start investing in thoughts that are counterproductive, thoughts like fear, or what am I going to do, and how am I going to escape this problem, or how is this going to go wrong, and all these other kinds of thoughts that are negative kinds of thoughts, then realize this. You are actually not just using your energy for having these thoughts, but these thoughts are also what come into your reality. What you focus on with your thoughts, your brain will manifest as reality. A wonderful quote from Bhagavan Das, I really love this one, he says, worry is a form of praying for what you don't want. Think about that. When you worry, you keep in your mind objects that get you nervous and scare you, and the more you keep them in your mind, the more the mind converts that into reality. So, what's the message for this month? It's to become energetically frugal with your money in your body, and that is this. Your thoughts use energy. Your interactions with life use energy. So if you want to survive, then realize one simple fact, and that is this. Everything you do in your life, you put out energy for. Therefore, start to review what you're doing in your life. Because if you're putting your energy into things you cannot change in this world, That is exactly the same as writing a check and just throwing away your money to the outside because you get nothing back from it. So think about this very interesting reality, that you have this energy checkbook. And every time you use energy, you have to say, is the use of this energy going to enhance my life, or is it just wasted energy? Am I getting involved in a political argument with people where I'm going to use up all my energy and will I have changed the world? No. Am I going to use up all my energy to try to convince other people to change their life or change their way of living to make them even healthier? And they're not ready to do that, I'd be wasting my energy. So here's an interesting thought. If I gave you an energy checkbook and asked you to write a check every time you had to have a thought, you would have to then ask yourself, is this thought going to enhance my life, or is this thought going to take away from my life? And then when you start to realize that, you start to direct your actions where you put your energy into things that enhance your life and give you an opportunity to survive and to go beyond survival and really into thriving. So the point is this, we are facing some rough times. The more thoughts you put into the negative aspect, the more thoughts you put into the fear, not only are you just wasting your energy, but as in the biology belief, these negative thoughts, these negative stresses actually impair your immune system and bring on disease itself. So for this month, think about it this way. You're living on a budget, and that budget is actually what represents our life. And if you're going to use your budget wisely, put your thoughts, put your energy, put your money behind those things that enhance your personal life and enhance the community that you live in and support the evolution that we're going into, rather than wasting your energy fighting the old system that's falling apart. This is your opportunity to get out of that system and build something more sustainable, something we could all live on, something that we can all thrive on. And I look forward to all of you seeing that each one of us is participating in this evolution. And I really hope that you can understand that my wishes are for you is to conserve your energy to create beautiful rather than worry and manifest the other. Thanks for listening to this message, and I surely hope you have a wonderful month, and I look forward to talking to you soon, because this evolution is imminent.